After infidelity and betrayal, it is extremely easy to want to become the enactor of justice against the person who cheated on you. Because not only are you dealing with the wounds and the pain of having been betrayed, having the reality ripped out from underneath you, but you're also dealing with the frustration of feeling like they are getting away with it. And so many people tell me that they were planning on leaving someone, but then they cheated, and now they're not leaving. And one of the reasons why they kind of eventually get around to saying for why they're staying is that they don't want that person to get away with it. It's like, maybe if I can stay and limit them to just me while I make their life a living hell, maybe somehow things will balance out and they'll finally get what they deserve. But at what cost? Like, think about saying that I was going to leave this person, but I'm going to stay with them just to make them suffer. There is absolutely zero way that you can do that without suffering yourself. And it's kind of a weird thing to think through, but imagine you could quantify the amount of suffering. Would you rather have the person who cheated on you suffer at, say, 50% capacity, while you're suffering at 70% capacity? Or would you rather get your suffering down to a 10% and their suffering is at a 0%? Like, which is more important to you? Because either way, they're going to suffer less. That's almost unavoidable. Being the victim of infidelity is 99.99% of the time always going to be harder for the person who got cheated on than the person who did the cheating. And so once you accept that fact, I'm curious whether you think it makes more sense to prioritize limiting your own suffering or maximizing theirs. Because a lot of people get stuck here. They stay in situations, beat themselves up, endlessly deliberate, and it all comes back to this desire for justice. Because there is no justice here. And it makes me think of a lot of the Psalms in the Bible talk about crying out for justice to the Lord. It's like, where is justice in this land? Or in the book of Ecclesiastes, it talks about how I have looked throughout this earth and I see many cases of rulers ruling with unjust ruling. And it feels like that level of like a biblical level of justice not being enacted. That's why you often see comments on videos talking about the devastating impact of betrayal, saying this should be illegal. These people should go to jail. Is there any way that we can sue? I'm not a lawyer or a policy expert at all. I know that in some places there are more strict judgments in the court of law based on whether or not there was infidelity. But that's not even exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about the ideas of fairness, what people deserve, and something like karma or divine justice. And so if that is what you're struggling with, is this almost spiritual level of it, I would recommend for you to think of the solutions more so along a spiritual line. Because I think that we think that we're the ones that need to enact this cosmic justice. And I just don't think that we can. What you're looking for, you can never actually give them unless you're willing to go to jail for it, which I would highly recommend against. Because again, your life, your happiness, your peace of mind should ultimately matter more to you. And if they don't, you're just continuing to center the person who hurt you in your own story. You're making them the main character of your life. Everything becomes about them as the villain. And this is a classic theme in movies. The villain who becomes obsessed with hunting down the protagonist. Think of, it's like Javert in Les Mis, who hunts down Jean Valjean from city to city, country to country, looking for him. He's obsessed with him. It is a pathetic level of obsession trying to enact justice on Jean Valjean, who stole a loaf of bread. And so I'm curious, how much are you willing to lose to try to get them to finally feel or experience or see things your way or suffer or whatever it is that you chalk this up to? How much of you are you willing to lose along that way? Or are you willing to give this up to God, to give this up to karma, to give this up to some type of higher power, to give this up to the universe, and to say, this is not mine to bear? Something, someone, somehow, someday will make sure that there is justice here. And that's where I think there's some wisdom in what the book of Romans says. And I think it's quoting from somewhere in the Old Testament, but the verse says, leave vengeance to the Lord. Now, why would it say that? Like, shouldn't we seek out vengeance? If someone wronged us, shouldn't we make it right? And yes, you don't want to roll over. You don't want to be a doormat. Because that's what's so humiliating about betrayal in the first place. It makes you feel weak. But what are other ways that you can be strong? What are other ways that you can stop being a doormat that don't lead you to obsessively trying to get back at the person who hurt you? Now, this has been all very abstract so far. If you are in a relationship with someone and you are trying to reconcile with them, you're trying to do the repair work, this doesn't even bring in the picture of, is forgiveness a part of the equation? It doesn't even bring in, what does accountability look like? It doesn't bring in the fact that they should understand your pain and you should have the ability to be able to tell them exactly what it was that you did to them. They should have to take that to some extent. But where I see this come up the most is people who are actually planning on leaving, but they're unable to get that final foot out of the door because they think they have to keep them in their life to be the one to make sure that they get what they deserve. Let them go. Trust that something else will take care of them. You focus on taking care of you.